Dr. Amir Afkami is Associate Professor of Psychiatry and Global Health at George Washington University. He's also author of a book, A Modern Contagion, Imperialism and Public Health in Iran's Age of Cholera. And he joins me now. Good evening.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Afkami, you've written a book about the history of pandemics in Iran. How do you think the government has handled this crisis?
Actually, it's been eerie for me as a historian of epidemics in Iran how much of a step back the government has taken in terms of its approach to this worldwide pandemic. In many ways, the government's lack of transparency, which is generally agreed upon in terms of rates of the disease and its widespread nature in Iran, harks back to how Iran grappled with cholera pandemics in the latter part of the 19th century and early 20th century.
In before what way, though? How can you compare what happened in the 19th century to a country which does have a healthcare system, a modern healthcare system?
Absolutely. The unwillingness of the government to establish limited quarantines in the epicenter of the outbreak in Qom, purportedly in response to pressure from religious power centers who were keen on keeping these Shiite pilgrimage routes open, almost mimics almost exactly Iran's response to the 1904 cholera outbreak, which I discuss in my book, where the government was unwilling to establish quarantines, primarily because important religious figures were opposed to impeding the movement of pilgrims and the movement of bodies for burial at important pilgrimage sites.
So you're saying that essentially religion took precedence over science, but do you think the fact that a health minister has now admitted to contracting the virus, there are rising numbers coming out every day about how many people are being diagnosed as having coronavirus, do you think that this shows a greater transparency and perhaps a greater willingness to cooperate with the WHO?
Possibly, but what's worrisome for me is you have a deputy health minister who is the head of your corona task force who comes to an open press conference symptomatic for an illness, corona or otherwise, without any safeguards or contact precautions. This is infectious disease 101. You do not need to be an expert to know that if you have the common flu, if you're symptomatic, you do not come to an open press conference, much less to a press conference where you're discussing, you know, the transmission of corona in your country. Now, I don't know how much of this was in response to the fact that the proverbial cat was out of the bag and the government needed to do something at this point to show that, well, yeah, you know, he was sick and okay, he tested positive for the coronavirus and he's self-isolating. But really worrisome is some of the pronouncements of President Rouhani comparing, the response to corona to the American sanctions, the unwillingness to establish quarantines or be transparent about the rates of the disease.
Dr. Amir Afkami, we must leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Well,